Chapter 14. I decided to leave Geneva forever. I took all the money that I needed and left the town. Before I left, I went to visit the place where William, Elizabeth, and my father lay at rest. I stood there and promised them that I would stay alive until I had killed the monster. A loud, evil laugh rang out through the silent night. Then I heard the monster's voice. "It pleases me that you have decided to live, because that is just what I want." I ran towards the voice, but I could not catch the monster. I saw him running away, but he ran faster than any man could go, too fast for me to catch. But I followed him, and I have been following him since that day. I shall stay alive until I can catch him. He wants me to live as long as possible. He wants me to feel, day after day, the pain and misery that he has given me. He leaves messages to tell me where he is. He knows that I shall follow him. I am only happy when I am asleep. I dream that I am with my family and Elizabeth and Henry. When I am awake, I look forward to my death, to the day when I shall be with them. In his last message, the monster told me that he was going north. He wanted to take me where the cold would hurt me and make me more miserable. I followed him to the cold lands of the north and bought dogs and a sledge. Until now, he has always left me further and further behind when I chased him. But the dogs were very fast, and I was getting closer and closer to him. Soon, he was only one day's journey in front of me. He was going towards the sea, and I hoped to catch him before he reached it. The chase over the ice continued for about 3 weeks. The pain from the cold was very great, and I began to lose hope. I thought I would never catch him. My dogs could not run much further, and one of them died. Then I saw something on the ice in front of me. It was the monster and his sledge. Suddenly, I was full of hope again, and I gave a great shout of happiness. I got closer and closer to him. Then a great storm started. The ice began to break, and the sea carried him away from me. My sledge was broken, and I lost my dogs. I was left on a piece of ice that was becoming smaller all the time. Many hours went by, and then I saw your ship. The rest, you know. I ask you, Captain Walton, to chase the monster and kill him. Do not listen to what he says. He knows how to argue, and perhaps you will feel sorry for him. But remember that he is evil. Remember the deaths of William, Justine, Henry Clerval, Elizabeth, my father, and remember me, Victor Frankenstein. There is no more for me to say, except to thank you, Captain Walton, for your help and kindness. Thank you also for listening to my story. I want you to tell the world that the monster is a danger to everyone. I know that I have only a few hours left to live, but I can feel my loved ones near me, and I welcome death. Goodbye. This is the end of Victor Frankenstein's story.